There once was a man who actively persecuted Christians. He tried to lead people away from Christ and away from his church. He persuaded others to seek happiness in created things and not in God. And on one occasion, he actually participated in and approved of a martyrdom of a Christian. There was another man who lived a sinful lifestyle. He sought happiness in the pleasures of this world. He lived for many years with a woman outside of marriage and fathered a child. He saddened his mother when he lived for many years outside of the church, to the point of joining a non-Christian religion. I've just described to you the sad situations of two men. The first was St. Paul, and the second was St. Augustine. Both men were great sinners in their former lives. Both men lived very far away from God for a moment of their lives. St. Paul becomes a great apostle, and St. Augustine becomes a great theologian and a father of the church. What happened? The gospel that we just heard this morning is from the first chapter of the gospel, according to St. Mark. And here are recorded Jesus' first words of preaching. Jesus' first words that he speaks publicly in order to proclaim the gospel. Jesus says, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." This is what happened in the lives of St. Paul and St. Augustine. They repented of their sins and they believed in the gospel. The word that Scripture uses for repentance, the word also is used for conversion. It's a Greek word. It's called metanoia. Metanoia. And it's used actually 22 times in the New Testament. Metanoia, or conversion, or repentance, it literally means having a change of mind or a change in direction. It involves two actions. When one who repents or one who has a conversion first turns away from sin. And the second action is to turn towards God. One who has a true conversion both is sorry for past failings and also has a firm resolve or a firm desire to avoid them in the future. And what inspires a person to have a conversion is a desire for eternal life, a desire to spend eternity with God in heaven, knowing that God is merciful and that God forgives. And a sign of a genuine conversion is when lives are changed, when lives are changed in accord with the gospel. Brothers and sisters in Christ, every single one of us, every single one of us is called to conversion. Jesus says to us today, repent and believe. Repent and believe in the gospel. Now, it may or may not be situations like St. Paul and St. Augustine, but all of us, myself included, all of us are in need of constant conversion, turning away from our sin and turning towards God. The question that we need to ask ourselves, however, is, what needs to change in my life so that I can follow Christ more fully without holding anything back, right? Because to follow Christ, right, Christ wants all of us. Christ wants all of us, body, mind, soul, all of us to follow him. Not just like, I'm going to follow you in these areas, but not really in these. Jesus wants our entire life to be a disciple of him. And so, what needs to change in my life so that I can follow him more fully without holding anything back? Maybe it's a serious or a habitual sin. Maybe it's a person that I need to forgive, or a relationship that's problematic in my life. Maybe it's being more faithful to prayer or to the teachings of the church. It could be any number of things, big or small. But whatever keeps me from being fully faithful to Christ and to his church, it needs to be identified, named, and Jesus needs to be invited there. Jesus needs to be invited there to forgive whatever that sin may be, to bring about reconciliation with that person that may be, to help me to be more faithful to our Lord and to his church. Jesus needs to be invited to those areas in which we struggle to follow him, into whatever is holding us back from being fully committed and completely faithful to him. And also, not to be afraid to allow yourself to be changed, right? That's the fear. Fear of doing what's necessary to change my life with God's help. Because isn't that what growing in holiness is all about? St. Paul and St. Augustine both allowed themselves to be changed. And if we want to receive the happiness and the joy that only Christ can give to us, we must not be afraid to let ourselves be changed. This is what actually should happen every Sunday Mass. Every Sunday Mass, we enter the church and we leave as changed persons. Think about that. We enter the church and we leave as changed persons, because what has happened? We have been changed, we've been transformed, we've been strengthened. Why? Because we have truly encountered the Lord here. We have heard his word. And we have received his body in the Eucharist. God has come to dwell in us. And this changes us. We do not remain the same. We're changed and we're transformed. Both St. Paul and St. Augustine, they were great sinners who became great saints. And so, believe it, there's hope for us all, right? What happened? They allowed God's grace to change them. And so must we. If you want to put this into action on a very practical level on a weekly basis, after Mass each Sunday, ask yourself on the way home or at breakfast, what is one thing that Jesus wanted me to hear today? What is one thing? Doesn't have to be many. It could be many. Awesome. But what is one thing, at least, that Jesus wanted me to hear today and to put into action in my life? If we do that, our lives will be changed for the better and forever. Amen.